NASA has a full-time administrator once again after the post has sat vacant at the space agency for the first 15 months of Donald Trump's presidency. The Senate confirmed Oklahoma Republican Congressman Jim Bridenstine to head up NASA on Thursday on a party-line vote, 50-49. It was a controversial appointment. Bridenstine has no experience running an agency. He was the first ever elected official appointed to lead NASA, and he's made statements questioning the facts of climate change, one of the main research areas of NASA. Here's Jim Bridenstine on the House floor in 2013.
Global temperatures stopped rising 10 years ago. And we also know that this president spends 30 times as much money on global warming research as he does on weather forecasting and warning. For this gross misallocation, the people of Oklahoma are ready to accept the president's apology, and I intend to submit legislation to fix this.
Phil Larson joins me now. Phil is a space politics instructor at the University of Colorado and a former senior advisor in the Obama administration's Office of Science and Technology Policy.
I'm pleased to see Jim finally get confirmed. NASA needs strong leadership, a real partner for commercial space, and someone committed to investing in breakthrough space technologies. That's what NASA needs, and traditionally, the administration role at NASA has not been, you know, kind of treated as a political football. And so while there were certain questions that Jim needed to answer and say the right answer, which he did, I think, in his confirmation hearings, whether it was about climate change, same-sex marriage, how he would, you know, treat folks at the agency, those were answered the right way. And so I'm confident, you know, his leadership at NASA will be a good thing.
Still, I'm sure you're in touch with lawmakers these days since you have a lot of experience in Washington. Why did it come down to a partisan vote like this? I mean, it's very rare for a job like NASA administrator to get all Republicans on one side, all Democrats on the other side. Jim Bridenstine's appointment here wound up being ideological. Why did that happen?
Well, I do think it's important. Like, we're in a different time right now in Washington, D.C. It seems like everything is a fight and people are staking out their claims, right? And so first, whenever senators or Congress folks talk to me about Jim, I would say that compared to a lot of other Trump administration, you know, nominees, we could do a lot worse. So that's point number one. Point number two is Jim Bridenstine sat waiting for confirmation for nearly a year. And the post at NASA has been vacant for over a year, which is the longest it's ever gone. And that wasn't purely the Democrats. They didn't bring him to the floor until yesterday because several Republicans had questions, including Marco Rubio in Florida, including Jeff Flake. And so there were questions on both sides of the aisle. It seems like now that the current acting administrator is stepping down at the end of April, it kind of forced the hand of folks like Rubio and Flake to flip their point of view and end up supporting him.
I mean, Marco Rubio, who, of course, has a key interest in NASA because he's from Florida, said earlier that he thought it would be devastating for the space program to have Jim Bridenstine in that job. Now, Marco Rubio flipped and wound up voting for him. Let me play you Florida's other senator, Democrat Bill Nelson, who's also a former astronaut, talking about Jim Bridenstine.
The NASA administrator should be a consummate space professional. That's what this senator wants. A space professional, not a politician. And that space professional ought to be technically and scientifically competent and a skilled executive.
Florida Senator and former astronaut Bill Nelson there, Phil Larson, saying that the head of NASA should be somebody who understands space travel, has a scientific background, not just a congressman from Oklahoma. Is that a valid criticism?
Well, this is one area where, you know, Bill Nelson and I might not see eye to eye. I do think leaders at NASA can be from a variety of backgrounds. We've had administrators like Sean O'Keefe under George W. Bush, Dan Golden under Bill Clinton, Jim Webb, the administrator under JFK that helped get us to the moon, that were not technical folks. They were focused on the policy aspects and the political aspects of our space exploration program. And so I think some of the best administrators have been folks that maybe aren't, you know, aerospace engineers or astrophysicists or astronauts, but folks that have been involved in space policy. And Jim Bridenstine has been. It's irrefutable if you look at his career from running a museum in Tulsa focused on air and space, to being a Navy fighter pilot flying F-18s, to focusing on space policy during his tenure in Congress. You know, he introduced a Space Renaissance Act in 2016. So he has been involved in legislation, in budgets, in policies regarding space policy. You know, there's plenty of technical folks at NASA. There's plenty of PhDs and scientists and folks that will get the science and engineering right. But sometimes the hardest question these days is not the rocket science, but the space politics beltway.
Well, Phil Larson, let's end back here on Earth in some earthly policy and politics. We played Jim Bridenstine's 2013 comments on climate change. This is a key area of NASA research. Is NASA going to remain committed to climate change research with Jim Bridenstine at the head?
I think absolutely. And part of that is because a lot of NASA's policy is derived from committees on in the Congress, committees on the Hill. So they have already rejected the Trump Heritage Foundation budget for NASA, and they've boosted climate change and earth science research in this most recent omnibus bill. So I'm not fearful. You will be watching the rhetoric closely, of course, but I am confident folks like Bill Nelson, folks like Dianne Feinstein, folks across the board in Congress will help protect those important programs and research.
Phil Larson, space politics instructor at the University of Colorado, former science advisor in the Obama administration. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Todd.